This is the Sakar Merli of the 6th of November 2024. Essence. Sweet children, Baba's vision goes beyond the limited and the unlimited. You too have to go beyond the limited, that is the Golden Age, and the unlimited, which is the Iron Age. Question. Which children are able to imbibe the highest on high jewels of knowledge very well? Answer. Those whose intellects are connected in yoga to the One Father and who have become pure will be able to imbibe these jewels very well. A pure vessel is needed for this knowledge. All types of wrong thoughts have to end. By having yoga with the Father, your vessel becomes golden, and the jewels are then able to stay there. Om Shanti. The Spiritual Father sits here and explains every day to you, sweetest spiritual children. It has been explained to you, children, that this world cycle of knowledge, devotion, and disinterest has been created. This knowledge should remain in your intellects. You children have to go beyond the limited and the unlimited. The Father is beyond the limited and unlimited. You should understand the meaning of that too. The Spiritual Father sits here and explains to you. This topic, knowledge, devotion and disinterest, also has to be explained. Knowledge is called the day when it is the new world. Devotion and ignorance do not exist there. That is a limited world because there are very few people there, and then growth gradually takes place. After half a cycle, devotion begins. The sannyas religion doesn't exist there. There is no renunciation there. Then, later, the world population grows. Souls continue to come from up above, and growth continues to take place here. It begins by being limited and goes on to become unlimited. The Father's vision goes beyond the limited and the unlimited. He knows that there are very few children in the limited, and that so much growth then takes place in the kingdom of Ravan. You now have to go beyond the limited and the unlimited. The world is very small in the Golden Age. There is no renunciation or disinterest there. Later in the Copper Age, the other religions begin. There is the Sannyas religion, where they renounce their homes and families. Everyone has to know about these things. That is called Hatha Yoga and limited renunciation. They simply renounce their homes and families and go to the forests. Devotion begins in the Copper Age. There is none of this knowledge. Knowledge means the golden and silver ages and happiness, whereas devotion means ignorance and sorrow. This has to be explained very well. Then you have to go beyond happiness and sorrow, beyond the limited and the unlimited. People try to discover how high the sky is and how deep the ocean is. They try so hard, but are unable to reach the end. They fly an aeroplane, but it has to have enough fuel so that it can also return. They go very far, but they cannot go into the unlimited. They only go as far as the limited. You are going beyond the limited and the unlimited. You can now understand that in the beginning, in the new world, there is the limited. There are very few people, and that is called the Golden Age. You children should have this knowledge of the beginning, middle, and end of creation. No one else has this knowledge. The Father who is beyond the limited and unlimited is the one who explains to you. No one else can explain this to you. He explains to you the secrets of the beginning, middle, and end of creation. He then says, you have to go beyond this. There is nothing there. No matter how far people go, there is just the sky everywhere. That is called going beyond the limited and unlimited. No one can reach the end. They would say that it is infinite. To say that it is infinite is easy, but they should also understand the meaning of infinite. The Father is now giving you understanding. The Father says, I know the limited and also the unlimited. Such and such a religion was established at such and such a time. Your vision goes towards the limit of the Golden Age and then to the unlimited Iron Age. Then we will go beyond to where there is nothing. We are going even above the sun and moon to where our sweet home, the land of peace, is. In fact, the Golden Age too is our sweet home, where there is peace, and also the fortune of the kingdom and happiness. They are both there. When we go home, there will just be peace there. You wouldn't mention happiness there. You are now establishing peace, and also peace and happiness. There is peace and also the kingdom of happiness there. There is no question of happiness in the incorporeal world. Your kingdom continues for half a cycle, and then after half a cycle, there is the kingdom of Ravan. There is peacelessness through the five vices. You rule for 2,500 years. After 2,500 years, there is the kingdom of Ravan. Those people have written about hundreds of thousands of years. They have made everyone into complete Buddhas. To say that the cycle of 5,000 years is hundreds of thousands of years is real foolishness. They do not have any manners at all. The deities had such divine manners. That has now become a lack of manners. They don't know anything. They have developed devilish traits. Previously, you too didn't know anything. By using the sword of lust and causing one another sorrow from the beginning through the middle to the end, they have made each other unhappy. And that is why they are called Ravan's community. They have betrayed Rama, taking an army of monkeys. Ramachandra belonged to the Silver Age, so how could there have been monkeys there? Then they also say that the Sita of Rama was abducted. Such things do not happen there. In the Golden and Silver Ages, there won't be as many of the 8.4 million species of living things and animals, etc., that exist here. The father sits here and explains this whole unlimited drama. You children have to become very far-sighted. Previously you didn't know anything at all. Although you are human beings, you didn't know the play. You now understand who the greatest of all is. The highest on high is God. They also sing the verses. Your name is the highest, dot, dot, dot. This is not in the intellect of anyone except you. You are also number wise. The Father tells you the secrets of both the limited and the unlimited. There is nothing beyond that place. That is your place of residence, which is also called Brahmand. Similarly, you are sitting in the element of sky here, but can you see anything of it? They refer to the radio as the sound from the ether. This sky is infinite. You cannot reach its end. So what would people understand by calling it the sound from the ether? One's mouth is also hollow. Sound emerges from one's mouth. It is common for sound to emerge from your mouth, and that is called Akashvani, sound from the ether. The father also has to speak through the ether. He has told you children the whole significance of yourselves. You now have faith. It is very easy. Just as we are souls, so the Father is the supreme soul. He is the highest soul of all. Everyone has received his own part. The highest of all is God, and then there is the jewel bead of the family path. Then look how small the number wise rosary is. Then, as the world grows, it becomes so large. There is the rosary of so many millions of beads, that is, of souls. All of this is in this study. Your intellects should imbibe very well whatever the Father explains. You continue to hear the details of the tree. The seed is up above. This is a variety tree. Its duration is very long. The tree continues to grow. And so just let this remain in your intellects the whole day. The duration of the Kalpa tree of this world is absolutely accurate. In 5,000 years, there cannot be the difference of even a second. The children who are very strong have so much of this knowledge in their intellects. Only when you are pure can you be strong. In order to imbibe this knowledge, a golden vessel is required. It will then become very easy as it is for Baba. Then you will also be called Master Knowledgeful. The beads of the rosary will be created, number-wise, according to the efforts you make. No one except Baba can explain these things to you. This soul is also explaining to you. The Father only explains through this body and not through the bodies of the deities. The Father only comes once and becomes your guru. But even then, it is the Father who has to play that part. He will come and play his part in 5,000 years' time. The Father explains, I am the highest on high. Then there is the jewel bead. Those who are the emperor and empress at the beginning then become Adidev and Adidevi at the end. You have all of this knowledge in your intellects. If you explain this anywhere, people will be amazed. What you are saying is right. Only the seed of the human world tree is knowledgeful. No one apart from him can give this knowledge. All of these things have to be imbibed, but some children are unable to imbibe them. It is very simple. There is no difficulty. First, the pilgrimage of remembrance is needed, so that the jewels can stay in a pure vessel. These are the highest on high jewels. Baba was a jeweler. He used to receive very good diamonds and emeralds, etc., and he would keep them in silver boxes, beautifully laid on cotton wool. Anyone who saw them would say, "This is something first class." It is the same here. Good things look nice in good containers. Your ears hear this and you imbibe it. If there is purity and your intellects are connected in yoga to the Father, you will imbibe it well. Otherwise, everything will flow away. A soul is very tiny, and it is filled with so much knowledge. Such good and pure vessels are required. No thought should arise. All wrong and bad thoughts should end. Remove your intellect's yoga from everything else. By having yoga with me, your vessels will be made golden so that the jewels can stay in them. You can then continue to donate to others. Bharat is considered to be a great donor. People donate a lot of physical wealth. However, this is the donation of the imperishable jewels of knowledge. Renounce everything, including your bodies, and let your intellects remain connected in yoga to the One. We belong to the Father, and it is in this that effort is needed. The Father gives you your aim and objective. It is the duty of the children to make effort. It is only now that you can claim such a high status. Let there be no wrong or impure thoughts. The Father alone is the ocean of knowledge. He is beyond the limited and the unlimited. He sits here and explains everything. You think that Baba is seeing you, but in fact I go up above, beyond the limited and the unlimited. I am the resident of that place. You too have to go beyond the limited and the unlimited. Let then be no ordinary or impure thoughts. This requires effort. Whilst living at home with your families, you have to live like a lotus. Let your hands do the work whilst your hearts remember Baba. There are many householders. You children who live here do not take as much of this knowledge as the householders do. Even those who run centres and read the Murlis fail, whereas those who are just studying go higher. As you progress further, you will continue to know everything. Everything Baba tells you is absolutely right. Some of those who used to teach have been eaten by Maya. Maya completely swallowed some Maharatis. They are no longer here. They have become influenced by Maya and become traitors. Abroad too, some become traitors. They go to other places and seek refuge there. They go to the side that is powerful. At this time, death is just ahead, and so they go to the one who has a lot of power. You now understand that only the Father is powerful. The Father is the almighty authority. By continuing to teach us, he makes us into the masters of the whole world. There we receive everything. There is nothing lacking there for which we would have to make effort to attain. There is nothing that you don't have. And in that too, you attain a status, number-wise, according to the efforts you make. No one except the Father knows these things. All are worshippers. There are the great Shankaracharyas, etc., and Baba tells you their praise too. They are the ones who become the instruments to support Bharat well at first with the power of purity, that is, when they too are Satapritan. They are now Tamapritan. What power do they have now? You who were worshippers are now making effort to become worthy of worship. You now have all of this knowledge in your intellects. Let your intellects imbibe these things and continue to explain them to others. Also remember the Father. The Father alone explains the secret of the whole tree. You children have to become just as sweet. This is a war, is it not? Many storms of Maya will come. Everything has to be tolerated. When you stay in remembrance of the Father, all the storms will go away. They show the play of Hatam Tai, putting a bead in your mouth. When the bead is put in your mouth, Maya goes away. When the bead is removed, Maya comes. There is also the touch-me-not plant. As soon as you touch it, it wilts. Maya is very clever. Although you are studying such an elevated study and just sitting here, she makes you fall. And this is why the Father continues to explain. Consider yourselves to be brothers, and you will be able to go beyond the limited and the unlimited. If bodies do not remain, where would your vision go? You have to make so much effort. You mustn't become unconscious on just hearing about it. Your efforts continue every cycle, and you claim your fortune of the kingdom. The Father says, forget everything that you have studied, but listen to the things that you have never heard before, and have remembrance. That is called the path of devotion. You are Raj Rishis. Open your locks of hair, and conduct a Murli. Everything that the sages and holy men, etc., relate is a Murli of human beings. This Murli is from the Unlimited Father. In the golden and silver ages, there is no need for this Murli of knowledge. There is no need for this knowledge or for devotion. You receive this knowledge at the confluence age, and it is only the Father who gives it to you. Acha. To the sweetest, beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the Mother, the Father, Bapdada. The Spiritual Father says Namaste to you spiritual children, and we spiritual children say Namaste to the Spiritual Father. Essence for Dana 1. Make your intellect imbibe the jewels of knowledge and then donate them. Remain in such a stage of being beyond the limited and the unlimited that you never have any wrong or impure thoughts. Stay aware that you souls are brothers. 2. In order to be saved from the storms of Maya, put the bead of remembrance of the Father in your mouth. Everything has to be tolerated. Do not become a touch-me-not plant. Do not be defeated by Maya. Blessing. May you be constantly merged in love for the One and make the One Father your support, and thereby free from all attractions. The children who are merged in love for the One Father remain content and full of all attainments. They cannot be attracted by any other type of support. They easily experience belonging to the One Father and none other. The One Father is their world, and they experience the sweetness of all relationships in the One Father. For them, the basis of all attainments is the One Father, not possessions or facilities, and this is why they easily become free from attractions. Slogan: if you want to purify the elements, then become completely free of attachment. Om Shanti.